Our Innovation Summit 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Learn about all the included benefits and get a 30-day free trial by going to plughitslive.com/prime. And by audiobooks.com. Get a 30-day trial and a free audiobook to keep by going to audiobooks.com and using promo code TRY70. Well, we have our next guest here. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Go ahead and introduce yourself for me.
So I'm the owner of VRenewables. It's a hybrid streetlight system, standalone, not connected to the grid at all.
Okay.
And it has several options of having a security system, and a power outlet, and a Wi-Fi hotspot. And it is highly customizable. It can and highly affordable. So it can it ranges from $500 to under $10,000. So you can adjust the height, lumens, what you want from the LED lights. And the good thing is it is manufactured locally.
Okay.
It is a hybrid system, and along with the solar modules. Those solar modules will be manufactured locally.
Okay.
In Florida.
So that goes right along with the ARM Institute's goal of being able to help build up Tampa. Wow. That's great.
Yeah.
So okay. Let me try and get a better idea of what this is, because you and I haven't talked. I know you talked to the studio already, mm-hmm. but you and I haven't had a conversation. So it is a solar-powered light mm-hmm. designed as a street light mm-hmm. that is totally off-grid.
Mm-hmm.
So during the day, it must be charging something so that it can run at night.
Yeah.
So what kind of power system is
so
it using?
It has a battery system. So and it is powered by both solar and wind. It is not just solar.
Solar and wind.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there is a vertical axis wind turbine, eco-friendly, so we are not hurting birds.
Okay.
So in case there is no sun, there will be wind. And if there is no wind, there will be sun.
That was one of my questions. Okay.
What kind of battery is it using?
It's a lithium ion.
Lithium ion?
Yeah.
Okay. Very cool. So what kind of capacity does that have? Because you said that it can also do like Wi-Fi hotspot and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So obviously it's not just running a low power LED. It's got to be able to power hungry things. So what kind of...
So that's where the control system comes into play.
Okay.
So it has an ability to control the power which is applied to different loads as per the need and the cycle which is or the juice which is remaining on the battery. So that's where the control system comes into play and make that system more efficient.
Okay. So let's say... You put one in here. Well, that's where the wind comes in. Nope. See, look at that. I was just saying, you put one in, and it's one of those weeks where we never see the sun. But usually that's we don't see the sun because it's storming.
Mm-hmm.
So that means there's going to be wind. Okay. Interesting.
Yes.
A lot of thought goes into this. I am told that you have a visual aid there in your hand.
Yeah.
Okay. So that gives us an idea of, okay. Oh, I get it. That's pretty cool. So you gave a price range and mentioned that there's home and not home models. So can you give that to me one more time?
So it goes from residential who need the smaller lumens or smaller street lights.
Okay.
And goes all the way to what Department of Transportation has on the highways.
Okay.
So those high bay lights, it can be retrofitted, which are already existing with the standalone system. Because the top part, you can take it out and place on any street light. It will act as a hybrid street light.
So you don't have to pull the whole pole out.
Yeah.
You can add this to the existing system.
Yes, yes.
Okay. That's great.
So that takes out a lot of overheads from reinstalling a street light itself.
Sure.
And also, if there is a new development, if they go this route, it is standalone by itself. Because we pay significant amount, like at least $100 a feet on underground cabling.
Right.
So that adds up a lot of costs.
So do you sell these like individually? or do you sell these like in a group?
So if a residential customer is buying it, it will be individual or maybe 2, 3, or 10.
Okay.
But it will increase by commercial utility companies like Tico, Duke, those guys will buy more. And FDOT.
And that's like 500 per unit? Is that?
1,000, 2,000 per unit.
Okay.
Now, are you only... Like, is the goal for this only the large on the street lights, or is the goal also, like, maybe I have a smaller version of this in my backyard?
Yeah, definitely you can have it, because most of the residential customers, they need a smaller unit.
Sure.
They do not need a highway light, so that's where the customized... That thing comes into play, and it is highly customizable. You can have it and customize it as per your need.
And you can customize it how? Like by size, by the way it looks?
By size of the pole. Like size of the pole can be customized. The lumens or which your LED light is consuming.
Which is the brightness of the light.
Yeah, how bright you need.
Okay.
And since you can retrofit an existing street light, that means that if somebody's already got, even on their own residential, they've got a particular light that's kind of in this realm,
you could
retrofit that too.
Yeah.
Okay. And if, say, a city wants to redo the Howard Franklin, let's say, since there's a dozen or more of the lights currently out, let's say the Department of Transportation decided, you know, let's put 12 new ones up in the places that are still down from the hurricane 6 months ago. And while we're at it, let's retrofit everything on the Howard Franklin. Do you have the capacity to be able to fulfill that order quickly, or would there be a delay on that?
Sure. I can definitely fulfill that fairly quick. I have supply chain people who can supply me all the raw material which is going in, and I can assemble it fairly quick here.
Okay. I have a question based on the hotspot. So are they connected to each other? Like, is it all one system? So like if I were driving on this road with like a whole bunch of these units along the road, will they be connected and I can stay on the...
Yes.
Okay.
It will
so it'd have like a consistent SSID, so it wouldn't be constant hopping on and off?
No.
Okay.
It will be consistent.
Okay.
That's
so it's
really
a repeater system.
Yeah.
Okay. That's great.
So it is more like a repeater. So it will repeat the same Wi-Fi.
And this is also really good for like high, like people walking traffic.
Yeah.
For people, because you said there's USB ports and stuff there.
So
and all that's waterproof.
Yeah.
I'm assuming.
Yeah.
So it would, in that case, it would be real good for Thunder Alley here
behind
us.
Here.
Because, you know, it would give Amelie Arena the ability to throw Wi-Fi all through without having, you know, the restriction of, you know, how many IP addresses can you have on your on a single connection. So this would give them the ability to have stronger signal over more places with more connections and more energy efficient lights and the ability to be able to charge devices while you're down in Thunder Alley.
Yeah.
That sounds like an all-around win.
Definitely. I know even standing out here for like an outdoor concert, like apparently is going to go on later, you drop connection like that and you you can't connect to anybody. So that's a really good
if the people who are watching live or not were able to watch the control room, they'd know the trouble that we're having with Wi-Fi just sitting still.
I wish you had a prototype here that I could plug into. Because I keep having to run to the computer, as the folks watching live can probably tell, and pull it out and put back in the little dongle. And
So
I have a question too. That would be the same with the residential units as well. You would be able to extend your Wi-Fi outside.
Yeah, sure.
And it would act as a repeater. And
yeah. You have that option to have it.
Sign me up.
I can even see this on college campuses. I mean, just with how many people are walking around wanting to stay connected, wanting to not use their data.
Sure.
And even, like, portable charging. Just walk up, you know, plug into the local lamp or street lamp.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of a lot of target demos for this.
Yeah.
I love this idea. If people want more information about the product, or want to order one or a dozen, how can they do that?
So now I have a web page. It is currently hosted by Facebook right now.
Okay.
So they can call me anytime, and they can order it from there too.
Okay. And what's the website?
VRenewables.
Okay.
.com.
Perfect.
Facebook, VRenewables.com.
Perfect.
That's awesome.
I can't wait to talk to you more about this offline.
I want to see this in implementation.
Online, but offline. But it's a weird sentence. Because I love this idea.
Definitely.
Thank you.
There's got to be some partnership here.
Absolutely.
Because I love this idea.
Thank you.
It's really
great. The possibilities
great.
Are almost limitless.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm brainstorming over here just myself.
Oh, yeah.
Restaurants, patio areas. Oh,
definitely,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Lots of great places that this would work.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today, and I'm so glad that you happened to be next to our studio and that we had the opportunity to talk about this before.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.